This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. How many hospital beds will Sonoma County need over the next 20 years or so? That emerged as the key question yesterday as the Board of Supervisors held a three-hour public workshop reviewing the plans for Sutter Health to build a new 70-bed hospital on the grounds of the Wells Fargo Center for the Arts. That would replace the company's current facility, the old community hospital on Chenate Road, which does not meet California's seismic safety standards. The proposed new hospital would have just over half of the 135 beds at the old one, a change that Sutter spokeswoman Lisa Amador says is consistent with their current patient loads.
We are under capacity. We're 47%, which means that our hospital is less than half full. And so we need to build the right size hospital up at the Wells Fargo Center for the Arts to meet those demands and not build excess capacity. We need to build just in time for the capacity that's needed.
But Gary Greenswig, chief medical officer for St. Joseph's Hospital in Santa Rosa, is concerned that there will be times, perhaps frequently, when the smaller Sutter Hospital will be too full to accept new patients, which would place an increased burden on the other nearby hospitals.
The plan is to transfer patients across town to other hospitals and facilities. While that may be appropriate, other facilities in the community as well as across the county are concerned about the burden of unfunded and underfunded care. We at St. Joseph's already provide 50% of the care for unfunded and underfunded patients in the community.
After hearing the full morning of testimony and comments, Supervisor Shirley Zane appeared supportive of the new Sutter proposal. She noted that the county has limited authority to address the number of beds it would have.
This Board of Supervisors does not have contractual leverage over the size of hospital that Sutter wants to build. We do have contractual leverage over the health care access agreement, and so we need to make sure that that agreement is fully complied with. It actually says in the agreement that their hospital has to be equal or better to the current hospital in terms of its size and capacity.
And that's the crux of the issue, says Greenswag. He notes that two consultant reports, one from Sutter and the other from the county, both concluded that the new, smaller hospital would be at or over capacity virtually as soon as it opens, especially in the critical area of medical surgical beds.
Consultants on both sides for Sutter and the county are very smart people. They look at demographic trends, they look at the effect of technology, they look at the effect of declining census, but at the end of the day, both consultants said there will not be enough med-surg capacity.
But Sutter's Amador contends that additional factors not considered in those reports will decrease the need for so many hospital beds in the coming years.
What the county's consultant didn't consider was advances in technology, which is decreasing inpatient stay. They didn't include the Medi-Cal managed care program that is going to be reducing visits to the ER as well as hospital inpatient stays. Also, the new hospital design incorporates the 16-bed universal care unit, which are not licensed beds, but it helps us take care of patients. In effect, in one day, we could really take care of 98 patients.
At the end of the session, the supervisors directed county health staff to conduct more community meetings about the proposal and to prepare a future workshop for the board to delve more deeply into the contentious capacity question. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.